Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
Becoming partly cloudy today with a high of 48 degrees. Partly cloudy skies continue overnight, low down to 42. We're at 43 right now in Milwaukee. We're bringing Storm Team 4 Chief Meteorologist Brian Niznanski. What's up, Niz?
What's up, guys? How you doing?
Hey, when does golf season end in Wisconsin? Loaded
Never.
Question.
Never. I mean, I think we just keep it rolling. Until there's snow on the ground, right? I mean, that's about it. And right now, I'm not seeing anything. Maybe like next week, we start to get it. There's a system that's next week that maybe like central and northern Wisconsin sees a little bit of snow. But again, that thing's so far out. But it seems to be getting to be a longer and longer season every year. It almost seems like
good. Well, I'm gonna clip this recording and bring it home as evidence that it is not the end of golf season. I got a little bit of a side eye.
Uh-oh.
And the question of, did you put golf on the calendar for Sunday? Yes.
Oh.
I thought we were done. I'm like, we are not done.
Well, here, let me see if the debts are paid yet. Did you pay your water bill yet that I saw that you had?
I got in trouble for that, too. It was funny watching on my wife's eyes the slow realization. So what do you get your water bill? Every 3 months or so, right?
Sure.
And yep. We had a dry summer, as we've talked about, so there was some watering of the lawn. My wife just opens the utility bill. I see her scan it. She's like, her water bill's like double what it normally is. And then, wait for it, then the eyes got bigger, and then they've turned to me. Nah, you did this with your watering of the lawn.
No, see, Vinny, what you got to do is you got to start banning showering. You got to start sacrificing elsewhere.
That's
you know
right.
What I mean?
There's
right.
ways we can cut back on this. No problem.
Good stuff. Yeah, I haven't gotten out. Well, actually, I did. I got out about 2 weeks ago. Maybe I can get out in November here for golf. But yeah, I mean, most courses, I mean, you have to deal with the frost in the morning. But I mean, there's no snow on the ground. A lot of them stay open.
Hey, speaking of dry weather, odd spot, but out east dealing with wildfires. My oldest daughter, Niz, goes to school in New York City, and she said the air quality here is criminal.
Wow.
So they're getting some right in Manhattan.
They've been super warm. I think that has a lot to do with it. So while their fall, you know, brush, you know, dies off, you know, just as we're starting to, you know, see more dead vegetation again, they've been windy and they've been very warm. The other day, I think I saw Central Park was like well into the 80s. So that combination has set up some fire danger for them. I don't know the exact, you know, if the fires are contained or not, but yeah, they're dealing with them out there on the East Coast. Thankfully for us, because of the westerlies, we shouldn't see any of that smoke. Sometimes the air masses do some tricky things, but for us, we shouldn't see any of that. But yeah, pretty crazy stuff.
All right, that was my question, is because we have wildfires on West Coast in California, yep. And the stuff on the East Coast. Was wondering if maybe our quality would go down a bit.
Yeah, I think we'll be okay. We'll watch it, but yeah, it's got to. You'd have to have one heck of a loop-de-loo in the airflow up above to be able to get us some East Coast smoke here, but crazy stuff. But hey, big day for me tomorrow, guys. I finally, after like a 3 month saga, tomorrow my appendix comes out.
Hey, yay!
Yeah, crazy. I've been sitting with this thing. Well, whatever is left of that appendix shriveled up inside of me, but yeah. So it comes out tomorrow. Hopefully, a smooth procedure, and I can put an end to this mess that I've been dealing with.
Have you decided yet, though, whether or not you're going to keep it in a jar?
If they let me, I'm going to ask the surgeon before we go under. Before they hit me with the drugs, I'll make sure that that's cleared up.
Do you have any names chosen for it?
I'll ask my kids. They'll probably have
they would. They would absolutely name that. We've had this debate because Greg Pancake Hill's wife works in the medical field. And she said, no, you can't. That's like biohazard waste. You can't take that. And my argument has been, but that's mine. You can't.
Exactly.
You can't tell me I can't take it.
And what do you do with it? Like, what do you just throw it in the garbage? Do you, like, no.
Excellent question.
Put it in a jar. Let's name it. Let's see if it starts growing some mold to it or something. And then maybe you can pickle it. Who knows?
Niz the scientist who wants to run experiments.
Well, good luck tomorrow.
Hey, man, best of luck, my friend.
Yeah, no, it should be smooth. It should be a very easy operation. Everything else has been going well with it. So
good.
I should be back up and, and going in no time.
Let's go with Mr. Noodle. That's what we'll call it.
I like it.
All right. Good luck, Noodle.
Thanks, All right. Nick. See you guys.